Warm greetings and welcome to our meditation session together. And the basic practice we're doing here is mindfulness practice. And I think I've said this recently, it's a common enough expression or cliche that mindfulness is easy. What is difficult is remembering to do it. And the idea of staying in the flow of present moment experience by being aware of it is at the heart of mindfulness practice. And being aware means many things. People are aware in different ways, or there's different aspects of awareness. And one of the aspects of awareness, one way of being aware, is to know, is to recognize what is happening in the moment. And the art of mindfulness is to keep that recognition simple, to recognize what is obvious or observable in the moment. So it's not a matter of digging and looking for something special or the underlying cause of something. But when we practice mindfulness practice, it's just staying with the obvious, what's what appears to us, what's observable in any of our senses, perceivable in the moment. But then to know it, to recognize it. And one of the things you might try on this meditation session is to emphasize the recognition part. And it's often done with a single word. If you're breathing in, you recognize it as in. So it's not like automatic pilot. It's not like that you're directing yourself to inhale by saying in. It's almost as if the inhale begins, and then because it's perceivable, we recognize it. Inhale, or just in as a shorthand. If there's an itch, then don't have to analyze the itch and why it's there and wonder if you have poison oak. It's just to notice itch. The simplicity of recognition. So it can be easy to overlook how powerful it is, this simple act of recognition. And it is but in this meditation, you might try to see if you can discover how simple an act of recognition can be and how it supports you in being rooted in the present moment. So if there's a thought, not just know you're thinking, but have a clear, maybe crisp or clear or definitive recognition. Oh, that almost like you use the sentence, that is thinking. There is thinking now. Doesn't have to be that long. It could just be thinking. But the equivalent of that, you know, like, oh, I really see this. Oh, that's what's happening. Even if it's completely mundane, you hear a sound. That's a sound. And it's the fullness or the clarity or that we really give ourselves over to that recognition. Something frees up, something becomes more spacious, something we're less preoccupied and caught in our concerns. We're less in the stream of thinking again and again. And it's almost like we take a pause to recognize this. We take a pause to recognize the next thing. There's no hurry to recognize as many things as you need to. It's more the quality of clear recognition. How does that work for you? And how can you do it so it doesn't feel like work? It doesn't feel like it's a strain to do it. it's actually kind of, you feel the benefits of it. You feel how it puts you in the present moment more fully. That's the task of this meditation. And if you find that doing the exercise is agitating, then you clearly recognize, oh, that is agitation. And but you recognize it, there's a calming in the recognition. There's a spaciousness, there's even a freedom in the clear recognition. It's kind of like, oh, that's what it is, and we make room. And then the next thing, that's what it is. And it might be the same thing over and over again. But clear recognition. So to set the ground for that, to assume a meditation posture, maybe one that's familiar with you, for you, so that the familiarity supports a welcoming feeling of being here and present. And you might close your eyes. And to take a few of those long, deep, relaxed breaths, breathing in and relaxing as you exhale. Breathing in and settling in to your body as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. And relax the shoulders, soften. On the exhale, softening the shoulder blades. Maybe relaxing so the shoulder blades can roll down the back, slide down. Relaxing and softening the belly. And then to begin the practice of clear recognition. Recognize in the simplest way you can, the most direct and obvious way, how you are right now. And recognize it a few times and see if there's something about how you recognize that's not a duty, it's not forced or work. It's a very simple act of pausing and recognizing, almost as an act of generosity that allows each thing that's recognized to be itself. Recognizing how you are in your body. Recognizing the predominant sensations of your body as you're here now. recognizing the sensations of breathing. And if you use a single word for that recognition, it's a recognition that if you do it kind of clearly and fully, hopefully is a quieting of the thinking mind, not triggering of more thoughts. And continue with your breathing. And if something else becomes predominant, recognize it. Recognizing how it's obvious, observable, and in a way that recognition is beneficial for your meditation. One observation after another. If you are involved with the flow of thoughts, you probably are not recognizing the moment. Clear recognition. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, perhaps there can be a clear recognition of goodwill, a clear recognition of a place inside of you that's the location for, or the source for, kindness, and friendliness, care, love, compassion. And even if you don't feel it at the moment, perhaps you can clearly recognize the place, the location within. A tenderness, a gentleness, a warmth, an openness. That if you open, if you direct that openness and tenderness to the world, perhaps you can see the world with kind eyes, to look upon the world with a kind regard, generous in your eyesight, and considering that we're coming to the end of the meditation, to aspire to in some way, small, maybe big, some way that on this day you contribute to the simple welfare and well-being and happiness of others. Not in big dramatic ways, but maybe just with simple gestures, a smile, a greeting, an inquiry into how they are, into your ability to listen. Listen well as they answer. May it be that this meditation practice we do spreads from our meditation community out into the communities around us in the form of welfare and goodwill for all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to the welfare and happiness of this world.